You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you for joining. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all the love from the last podcast episode. When God waits, I appreciate the feedback and people liking it. Please, if you haven't listened to it, take a listen to last week's episode. It was powerful to me. Especially when you think about the patience that God has with us on a regular basis, and the things that he does for us, and how he just waits for us, and how patient he is on just a regular basis. So thank you again for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing. Please continue to subscribe. Please continue to like, share. Please continue to listen. We are doing this more frequently now, and I'm going to start doing, God gives me sometimes multiple things, and what's crazy about it is that sometimes, because I'm just so stuck on just doing one episode a week, that you guys don't even listen or get the opportunity to hear some of the things that God gives me throughout the week. So I may start doing two double episodes, but you have to subscribe, hit that notification button, make sure that you're in tune. Last year I did a podcast episode called the thoughts of a frustrated father. And I wanted to do that again, and do like a part two. But I wanted to do it with all my brothers, cause all my brothers are fathers, but I couldn't get them jokers all in. And I couldn't get them all to like respond. But it would have been cool if I could have got them in. I promise y'all, if y'all keep praying, if y'all keep praying, I promise y'all, it's going to happen. But y'all just have to pray and fast and, intercede for me. Okay. And I can get all of them to join us. But this time I wanted to talk about thoughts of a frustrated father. But more so I wanted to talk about it from the standpoint of, we matter, dads matter. And here's the deal. The reason why I really wanted to talk about this today is because if any of you listened to last year's episode, I typically do not go to church on Father's Day. It's not something that I typically do. Most of the time I stay home. I don't listen to a sermon. I don't listen to a message. I don't listen to anything. And the reason why I don't is because typically whenever on Mother's Day, typically the messages are that women are great. Moms are great. They're the greatest thing ever. They're so strong. They're so powerful, which they are. Especially black women are the strongest women that I know. And I guess I don't know a whole lot of other, but there's no strength like a black woman. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you say. I have not seen strength like I have in a black woman, like I have in a black woman, and especially even in my own mother, right? In saying that, on Father's Day. On Father's Day, it is typically a time where we want to encourage men to be better, right? And so this is my, I have no validity to this. It's my experience, but I'm going to hit you with it anyway. And it's, some of you may find it controversial, some of you may not. We celebrate women, especially in the church, on Mother's Day. And on Father's Day, we tend to have a message that still caters to women because we bash the men in comparison to the women, which makes the women hype because the preacher is saying everything they love, but the man is the worst thing. Just, I mean, he's a dog. He's lazy. He's terrible, right? And he's the epitome of deadbeat. And unfortunately, the message that goes across on Sunday is the assumption that every man is a deadbeat. and so instead of saying, you know, celebrating those dads that are good, we tend to do the whole, well, if you don't have a dad, then you got you do have a father in heaven who's the best dad you could ask for, right? And don't get me, I don't say this in the excusing, but I think sometimes because the majority, a lot of times the majority in the, especially in the black church are women. Sometimes we celebrate women on one end, and to celebrate women again, we bash men by saying what women think, some women, not all, think about men, in particularly black men. That, now, I say that to say this. Not every church does that. And if your church is excluded from that, then all power be it. But, my experience has been that Father's Day, men's are dogs. Women's Day or Mother's Day, women are amazing. And they are. Women are amazing. Moms are the epitome of greatness, right? But dads matter too. And excuse me. And T.D. Jakes said this about a man. And he was talking about how if you have a man and you speak life to that man, not all, right? But you tell how great of a job that man is doing, and you tell him how amazing of a provider he is, and you stroke that man's ego, you will get production more out of him than if you bash him. And here's the deal. That process works really with anybody, even in business. I'm a manager for a call center, and if you'll see it in survey results, right, for your employees, or you'll see it in anything that you do, really, and that is that the more you provide positive affirmations about your employees, the more you get out of them because they don't feel like a failure. I think some men feel like failures already, even before they give effort, because they already know that they're not going to get any type of, and they shouldn't do it for this, right? And that's another thing, right? That's the difference, I think, between sometimes men and women, is that women, you know, they don't, I mean, my mom, the amazing things that she's done. My mom has never, ever wanted asked for credit or praise, right? For any of the things that she's ever done, for any of the sacrifices that she's ever done. She just wanted her children happy, right? And I don't think any good man or any good father just wants a whole bunch of praise, but sometimes we want that same support, man. We want that same love, you know, as if we matter too, right? And I'm gonna go a little personal here, right? So even me as a father, one of the frustrations about being a dad is this. When you are a dad who is trying his hardest to be an involved father, the mother sometimes looks at the father as an inferior parent that's not the word I wanted. As a parent that is less than, because the mother believes that the nurture that she may have supersedes the value that the father brings to the production of the child. And sometimes the mother cannot differentiate the difference between the man as a lover or man as a husband compared to the man as a father. So when you look at him, the only thing you saw is the man that left you, or the man that broke up with you, or the man that didn't want to marry you, or the man that didn't want to be involved with you, instead of evaluating him on how he could be as a dad. So you create this hierarchy that you are superior to what he is in comparison to the development of the child. That's difficult as a dad, and it makes you not want to try or put forth effort. And man, I hope y'all hear my heart on this, because I'm gonna tie this all in and bring it to a point in a little bit. But it makes you sometimes not want to try. You feel like your effort is lost. You feel like nothing you do matters. You feel like you can get nothing right. There's nothing that matters. There's nothing that you do that is important. You feel like sometimes you're so easily replaced, as if you're just some pawn that is here one day and gone the other day, that the only thing that you were good for was the sperm that you put in her, or the sexual encounter that you had with her, or whatever the case may be. You feel less than. So because you feel less than, you do less than. And you don't want to step up to the plate. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to be better, because it seems as if when you try to do better, when you try to be better, when you try to give that effort along the way, you just keep getting put stomp on you. I'm gonna go here. Even as a dad, I try my hardest to be as involved with my child as I possibly can. I am not perfect at all. I am not Bill the Cleef Huxtable, however you pronounce his name. I'm not the Uncle Phil. I'm not that guy, right? There's flaws in me, you know. There's issues, right, that I could be better at, right? As a dad, and I tell myself all the time, I'm going to be better. And sometimes you just feel like you don't matter. You feel like you're not important, because it's always, you know, you give to the mom and what you give isn't good enough, right? You're never celebrated for what you do give, right? And don't get me wrong, man. I'm not saying that there aren't bad dads out there, right? I'm not saying that, but just like there's bad dads, there's bad moms, right? And I'm not excluding or trying to make an excuse for me, right? I realize that some of the issues with children now is because the father isn't in the home. However, we're sort of seeing a trajectory change there where men are now starting to be a lot more involved with their children. But what's frustrating is that it just seems like it's never enough as a dad. It's just never enough sometimes. And on this Father's Day, it just seems like it's just, you get celebrated like you're just, you don't matter. Nothing you do is good enough. And the frustrations, right, of that. The frustrations of, you know, giving your all and it just not seeming as good enough. Even God got frustrated, right? With his children, with Israel. They were getting ready to cross over. And he tells them to send spies over. Moses gets them to send spies over. And they come back and two, Joshua and Caleb, give great news. But the others give bad. Well, you know, there's more to the story. But the others give bad news. And as the others give bad news, God gets frustrated because Israel, after hearing that bad news, they turn on God and they want to go back to Egypt. They're wondering why they're in the wilderness. They're wondering what God is doing. God gets frustrated. He says, man, I'm done with y'all. Right? I'm done. Moses, listen, I'm done with them, Moses. I'm through and I'm getting ready to wipe them all out. And Moses, I'll make you great and you can rule this land and all this kind of stuff, right? And Moses, you know, intercedes on behalf of Israel. And men, I'm going to say this to you. You need somebody in your corner that you respect that can talk you off of your ledge, talk you down. And the reason I say that is because whether it's your mother, right? If she's still living, maybe it's a brother, maybe it's a cousin. And I'm not talking about encouraging you in your frustrations to continue to be frustrated, or I'm not talking about encouraging you to do evil. They should be able to talk you down, right? They should have that respect out of you. For me, it's my mom, my brothers, and there's some elders at my old church that I still talk to, that if I'm feeling, you know, I got one of my best friends who me and him, we encourage each other in the word of God. If I'm getting ready to go off that edge, you got to have somebody in your corner that can say, hey, man, reel that back in. Because me and let's be real, right? Right. The successfulness of the child, right? If the child is successful, it's the mom. But if the child is a failure, it's you. Right. If the child fails, the mom gets no credit. The mom did all the sacrificing. But when the child is successful, you get nothing. You get no credit, no recognition at all. And I say this to you because sometimes you need somebody that can encourage you at your breaking point. When you're about to let your raft down, that can intercede, that can step in the gap. And if you don't have anybody physically, then you have to really, really get in tune with your relationship with Christ so that you have somebody that can calm you when you're frustrated as a father. Because the world is on your shoulders sometimes. Especially if you're married and you got a kid. Not only are you responsible for the child, but you're also responsible for your wife. If you have multiple children, hey, I don't know what to tell you, right? I don't, oh my goodness, right? Again, I'm not bashing women. And this just came to me to say this and clarify this. I believe they are the strongest of strong, right? I've the strength of that women have to bear a child, to work, to bear the child, to work, to manage the home. Some things, man, listen, there's some things I wish I wasn't single so that, because I just know that sometimes, man, women have this touch and I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you've become great at it, right? But I'm saying to us men, sometimes the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You as a man, you can't show emotion, because if you show emotion, you're less than a man. But if you show no emotion at all, then you're looked at as a monster. If you are human and you make a mistake, as a man, you're a deadbeat. But if you try to get everything right, then you're overprotective, or you're pushing them, your child, too much, or you're trying too hard, or whatever. There is no middle, is no middle ground, right? I say all this to say, if there's someone that you know that's a dad and they're doing what they should be doing and they're doing the best that they can, they may not be the best at it. Like they may not live up to your expectations as a woman. They may not do how you do, but they're there. Show them some love. That dad is doing the best that he can. And sometimes the dad doesn't even know that he's doing something wrong. Sometimes the dad just doesn't understand or know, right? All I'm saying is, and y'all forgive me for the dead air that we just had. Sometimes a dad wants to know that he's doing a good job too. Sometimes the dad wants to know that he's important in the child's life too. And no, he may not be as great of a man, but if he's trying, if you know a dad and he's trying, man, celebrate him. Celebrate him. Don't let Father's Day come through here and you not celebrate a good dad. I ain't talking about getting him no, having him barbecue on his day. Because you know you'd be mad if you had to cook dinner on your day. Show them some love. That dad matters. He is important. He is equally important as that mother, as the mom. He needs love and support and care just like you do. He needs understanding and the opportunity and the room to make mistakes just like you do. And man, y'all, I have so much more as far as just even my own personal frustrations, right? Like, I don't understand. Man, let me stop. I'm not gonna go there about child support. Listen, if you have a man that's trying to be active in his child's life and is trying to do his best in his child's life, celebrate him. I ain't telling you to celebrate no deadbeat. And again, we only bring up deadbeat on Father's Day. We don't at all discuss the moms, right, who lack and do silly, stupid things all the time, right? We don't bring them up at all. So I don't even know why I'm bringing it up today. But celebrate that man. Celebrate him. Tell him he's a good dad. Tell him thank you. Even if y'all not together, tell that man you appreciate him. I say all that to say, as I bring this to a close, my hope and prayer is that every father that's doing the best that they can, be celebrated on Father's Day. I wish you a happy Father's Day. You matter. You matter. Your effort matters. You are not a bum. You are not a dog. You are not a monster. You are not a deadbeat. I rebuke those evil words that somebody spoke to you because you didn't want to be in a relationship with them. Not because you were a bad dad, but because you just didn't want to be with them anymore. I come against that negative thought that tried to attack you, to implant in you the negativity to not want to continue to pursue being a father. Being a dad is the greatest gift that I could have ever had. When I look at my son and he looks back at me, y'all, and he calls my name, Daddy, and he hugs me and he looks at me like I'm the strongest thing he's ever seen, that means the world to me, y'all. And I come against anybody, any plan of attack spiritually against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not what they try to make you to be. You will be great. You are awesome. You are amazing. You get up and you go to work every day. You make sure that child has food every day. You pay your child support. You're there for them. You provide for him. You should be celebrated. You matter. You matter. And I'm not going to allow anybody to tell you different. You matter. And the scripture says, because y'all know I got to throw one in this boy, to all my fellas, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Dad! Oh my God. Dad, hang on in there. Dad, keep doing good. Dad, keep providing. Dad, keep sacrificing. Dad, keep going. Dad, you are great. You are mighty. You are strong. You will reap if you just don't give up. Don't give up. Your family needs you. Don't give in. I know they talked about you. I know you don't get praised. I know they forget about you. And honestly, the only day that they celebrate you is sometimes, man, some dads only get celebrated when they die. And that is the most wicked and crimeful thing ever. I don't care if the court system doesn't see you as a valuable father. I don't care if the judicial system does. I don't care. It don't matter what they say. You matter. You matter. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for my brother. I thank you for keeping them. I thank you for blessing them. I thank you so much for your mercy, for your grace, Father. And I'm just asking that you strengthen my brother. I ask that, Lord God Jesus, you help them in whatever struggle they may be in. I pray that you encourage their hearts. I pray that you lead them, that you guide them, and Father, that you bless them. I pray that Father's Day be great. I pray that they are celebrated. I pray that they have fun. I pray that, Lord God Jesus, you move on their behalf. Oh God, give them a great time. And Father, I praise your name, for you are great and greatly to be praised. You deserve it, Jesus. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Please like, share, subscribe. Oh, please go to godslovem.com. Purchase a shirt, purchase a hoodie, please. A lot of work went into some of those designs. Please. God's love, godslovem.com. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.